keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, and it has been a busy show, but we are so fortunate to talk about all the major news on and off the field dealing with the Chicago Bears. We are honored, are privileged to have the godfather of the Sports Cubicle from the Rewind Sports 60. He is a Chicago sports and media legend. He is our godfather. He is your friend. He is Jerry Riles. Jerry, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Mercado, how are you, brother? What an introduction. It's been a minute, but it's always a pleasure to join you. You guys, you're fantastic. And boy, what an exciting time of year for football fans, my good friend. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And you're somebody that we've been really excited to talk about, because over the last few weeks, we've had experts on that have been kind of telling us the truth or some of the things that we don't get to hear when it comes to building new stadiums and how it impacts the communities, the economic system of the cities and the counties that it's built in. You are somebody that's been able to dabble in a lot of these different conversations over the decades of being able to cover this team, and you've seen new stadiums be built. I think this is why we're super excited, not only just to talk to you as always, but because there is a lot of stuff going on for the Chicago Bears and the Bears fan base, the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois. And I want to start with what's going on with this new stadium, what's going on with the South Lot, what's going on with Arlington Heights. And let's start with this, because this comes to us from at PBS. Bears planning to spend $2 billion on new dome stadium in Chicago. This is from Matt Masterson. The Bears appeared set on remaining in Chicago, according to multiple media reports, which has indicated the team is prepared to spend $2 billion to build a new dome stadium along the lakefront. Several news organizations on Monday morning reported that the team has backed off possible plans to build a stadium in suburban Arlington Heights and will instead now provide private funding for a new publicly owned stadium in Chicago. Quote, the Chicago Bears are proud to contribute over $2 billion to build a stadium and improve open spaces for all families, fans, and the general public to enjoy in the city of Chicago, Bears president and CEO Kevin Warren said in a statement to multiple media organizations. Quote, the future stadium of the Chicago Bears will bring a transformative opportunity to our region, boosting the economy, creating jobs, facilitating mega events, and generating millions in tax revenue. So Jerry, that again comes to us from PBS reports. Bears planning to spend $2 billion on new dome stadium in Chicago. That is from Matt Masterson. Make sure you guys check out the entire article. Shout out to PBS. And really fast, Jerry, I also want to give you this. This is full context, right? I think this is what's really important when we're talking about this stadium, because it's not just about renderings or what's more convenient or what you think is going to host an NCAA. There's a lot of nuance to this conversation. And that's why, Jerry, we're so excited to get your thoughts after this, because we have a response from Friends of the Park. Friends of the Park is proud to be known as defenders of our open, clear, and free lakefront that serves public interests, not private enterprises. It is easy to take our 26 miles of continuous parks and path system, one of our city's crown jewels, for granted. But a look to other cities with waterfronts dominated by structures of industry or luxury is a testament to the vision and ceaseless, often politically unpopular efforts of our forebears. The fact that our lakefront has been protected from development is what makes it attractive to development. With all these protections, we will likely would be discussing a new stadium on the lakefront, as it would already be built and privatized. They go on to talk about what has really worried the Friends of the Park is how fast this process has gone on and how the Bears went from having this lot of land in Arlington Heights to now what seems to be a ploy by Kevin Warren to talk about spending $2 billion and having a publicly owned stadium in the lakefront. Jerry, you've seen old Soldier Field become new Soldier Field and all the political hoops that went through to the point where they had to keep those columns up. When you hear all these noise, and we're going to hear from Andrew Zimbalist in just a moment, but when you hear two of the big players in this situation, Kevin Warren and Friends of the Park, where are you in this entire storyline of will they or won't they? Will the Chicago Bears stay in the lakefront or will they go to Arlington Heights? We haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, and I know you've had a lot of thoughts digesting. What are your thoughts in this entire stadium situation?
You know what? Thanks, man. I appreciate that question. Friends of the Park, they got a lot on their plate. Before they even talk about what's going on the lakefront with the Bears and the potential of building a dome stadium there, they're in a fight just a few miles south of Soldier Field with the Park District and the golf course there, Jackson Park, because you can recall a couple of years back, you know, with the President Obama library going up there in the Hyde Park area, they want to convert Jackson Park, the only pretty much 18-hole golf course in the city of Chicago, to a PGA tournament-style golf course. And the Friends of the Park have been trying to fight that as well. And keep in mind, you understand that President Obama, former President Obama, loves golf. And so they have a golf course right there near the new library. It's something that he dreamed of. And Tiger Woods actually toured the park there in the facility to see what type of, because he's behind, you know, building that park there. President Obama reached out to him and asked him, hey, can you develop a golf course here that I can go out and play and entertain people from around the world? And Friends of the Park have been fighting that as well. So now when you throw in Soldier Field, they got a lot to try to fight. And unfortunately, I don't think they're going to win the fight because, as we all know, money rules. And when you talk about the Bears committing $2 million to this, $2 billion of private money to this project, it looks like it's moving forward. And here's the deal. A lot of Chicagoans want the Bears to stay in Chicago on the lakefront because of tradition. And they have a dome stadium, which was talked about years ago with the old Mayor Daley, and things fell apart. I think fans who want the Bears to stay in Chicago have to be thankful that Lori Lightfoot put this into place. Now, the Bears didn't want to do business with former mayor Lori Lightfoot, because obviously we know how crass she is and how brash she was and how stern she was. And the Bears just simply didn't want to do business with her. But she put this plan in place for the museum campus. And it was her dream to put these teams on the lakefront, have the campus atmosphere there, and have people come down to the Chicago lakefront area and enjoy it. She was ousted, didn't get voted back in as mayor. So she took that plan, that project, and handed it to Brandon Johnson, the current mayor of the city of Chicago. And Brandon just had to turn it over to the Bears and Michael McCaskey. Now, keep in mind, if Ted Phillips is in that seat that Kevin Warren currently sits in, I don't think the deal happens. But because Kevin Warren is an open-minded, intelligent guy, he understands the value of the team and location, location, location. Brandon Johnson was able to hand Lori Lightfoot's plan over to the Bears and Kevin Warren, and they sat down, they negotiated. Keep in mind, Ted Phillips was the guy who pretty much negotiated the deal for the Arlington Heights move. And that was a great business plan, a great business idea. But unfortunately, he's not in that position anymore. Kevin Warren is. Kevin said, and this is just my speculation, McCardo. He said, hey, wait a minute. I live out south. He lives out south. He's saying, I'm not going to be driving all the way to Arlington Heights every day to conduct business. So from his perspective, it makes logical sense to have the location, the headquarters, down on the lakefront, because now he's just going to jump on DuSable Lakeshore Drive, travel a few miles, and he's going to be at work, as opposed to being in a gridlock, so to speak, traveling from the south side all the way to Arlington Heights to conduct business. So I think this plan is fantastic. And keep in mind, the federal government has thrown in billions of dollars for transportation. They want to have a system right outside of Soldier Field, the train's right there, so fans can come from downstate, whether it's Springfield, whether it's St. Louis, whatever, jump on the rail, come up in a couple hours, if even that, the speed rail, drop themselves right off across the street from Soldier Field, cross the bridge, and go to the facility. So this is all structurally designed. And as far as business is concerned here in the city of Chicago, we know how business works. We see what the Cubs are able to do over, you know, in Wrigleyville. It's almost like a mini Disney World for Cubs fans. And so there was a lot of work that went into that as far as the Ricketts are concerned. And I think Jerry Reinsdorf, I think the Bears, they saw all of this and they say, hey, wait a minute, we can have something like this as well. And so I don't know what's going to happen with the land out in Arlington Heights. That's a lot of land, but the residents out there were balking at the Bears coming out there, because obviously, you know, the property tax is going to go through the roof, and many of those fans did not want to foot the bill, and the Bears are trying to get the residents of Arlington Heights to foot the bill as far as building an establishment and a stadium and an entertainment venue out there. So it was never a doubt in my mind that the Bears were going to leave. I just knew that they were going to find a way to stay in the city of Chicago. And now to have the opportunity to build on the South Lot, a dome stadium, and you talk about the other entertainment that you can bring year round to that facility, it's a win-win situation. But unfortunately, there's there's still a price tag on the current agreement over at Soldier Field as far as the fans are concerned and the Bears. But I think it's a win-win situation for the city. I think it's a win-win situation for the Bears. And I think all the players involved have come to their senses and say it makes sense. And the NFL, you got to understand, Roger Goodell and the commissioner is like, hey, you know what? This is Chicago. And he hasn't publicly come out and said this, but you can know behind the scenes that he's telling people here in Chicago that this is a landmark situation. It should stay on the lakefront. The Bears should not be moving. And, you know, it's in your best interest to keep it in that location. So I think it's a win-win situation for everybody, McArdle.
So there's a couple things, Jerry. I mean, obviously the one thing that we have to acknowledge is a lot of NFL teams don't play in the city that their namesake is. A lot of new major stadiums are built in open areas outside in the suburbs of the major city they're in. We just saw SoFi Stadium be built. We've seen Jerry World be built. And I think that's an example within itself. We've mentioned a lot of players into this, and I think this is important. When we talk about Friends of the Park, they mentioned Ted Phillips. The Bears have repeatedly prioritized commercial development in conjunction with a new stadium. It's part of what drove them to buy and raise land in Arlington Heights. Ted Phillips, a former Bears president and CEO, spoke of transforming the 326 acres into a wonderful 365-day-a-year entertainment district. What new entertainment district are they imagining for the lakefront? We are interested in conversations about other locations more suitable for development. We are friends of the parks, not just friends of the lakefront. Our work spans the city. For example, if the Bears really want to make a generational impact while keeping lakefront views, the Michael Reese site potentially offers the best of both worlds. The development of a state-of-the-art stadium surrounded by a residential, business, and entertainment district in a community steeped in rich Black history. It is also accessible by bus, train, car, bike, scooter, and walking without disrupting the lakefront. That is from Friends of the Park. And we talked about Mayor Johnson. Quote, I have said all along that meaningful private investment and a strong emphasis on public benefits are my requirements for public-private partnerships in our city, said Mayor Johnson. And we've heard from the governor himself, Governor Pritzker, talk about a big old no of giving people public money to build private stadiums. And Jerry, I want to get you this before we have some fun about the NFL draft. We had on economic professor Andrew Zimbalist from Smith College, one of the experts in this situation, talking about what new business and stadiums bring in. Take a quick listen to this, my friend.
There's not likely to be much of an economic gain for the city of Chicago with new stadiums. You know, football stadiums are used these days roughly 10 football games a year and maybe another 10 or on the outside 15 concerts from the likes of Taylor Swift and others. So you're talking about using a stadium, football stadium, for maybe 25 days a year. That means the 340 days are dark. It's not being used. And most retailers and restaurants and hotels and even commercial buildings don't find it advantageous to locate next to a football stadium under that kind of very irregular and infrequent use.
The big reason I bring that up, Jerry, is because of the uniqueness of the lakefront. That's all been established. And the big thing I have a problem with is the taxpayer should not be paying for this, period. You still owe almost $600 million in old Soldier Field. The McCaskies own $200 million worth of land already. They can own their own private stadium like about five other teams currently do in the NFL. The taxpayer should not be beholden on Jerry Reinsdorf threatening the fan base to move to Nashville or Tampa Bay because he wants a new cathedral to his name. The Chicago Bears should not be playing hardball with the Park District and the school district because they want tax breaks. When I hear that, all I hear is billionaires getting their big toys that you or I don't get to use unless we spend $120 per ticket to watch for 60 minutes. Where are you at with the fan base that says, cool, build your own stadium, you pay for it though?
No, I agree with you, but from a practical standpoint, these owners, these billionaire owners, this is their playground, and they know that fans are going to support their team because of loyalty, generational tradition, and at the end of the day, they're going to want to be a part and attached to their respective teams. And again, I use the example of the Ricketts and the Cubs. The Cubs did not care about the fans and footing the bill and all of that stuff. They said, this is what we have in mind of what we want to do and what we're going to do. And Theo Epstein was masterful behind orchestrating that. And he got a rude awakening with Rahm Emanuel as the mayor back at the time, because Theo felt he could come in and dictate in Chicago how things are going to play out. And of course, because of the Cubs, he thought he had leverage. But Rahm Emanuel quickly sat him down and said, listen, young man, this is the city of Chicago, the city that works, the city that works against you if you don't play ball with us. And that's why all of that Wrigleyville area took time to get developed and built, because the city and Rahm Emanuel at the time, we know how shrewd he is. He was playing hardball with the Cubs until they met his demands or whatever the case may be. So the same, I think, applies here in regarding the Bears. And they know that the fans are going to come. Right now, Soldier Field sits approximately like 61,000 fans with a dome stadium. You know, obviously that attendance could go up to 20,000. I don't know exactly what the seat capacity is going to be. But the Bears know. They just know. The city knows. They understand that fans are going to support. Now, keep in mind, you got to understand, now with betting being legal and all these sports books popping up, the Bears could easily, they can easily, along with the city, they could put a sports book in the new Dome Stadium. Now you've got capacity 365 days a year. Not only put a sports book in there, because fans will go over there, but you got concerts. Taylor Swift was just there. Beyonce was just there at the old Soldier Field. So now you can have concerts year-round. You got the Chicago Fire who plays at Soldier Field. They'll take up some of those dates as well. But I think with the betting world and sports books popping up all over the place, we already see the city put in Bally's downtown at the old Medina Tower there, hall. So if a sports book is there in that dome stadium, it's a dude, game over, game over. So I like what your guests talked about, but it's not going to be dark 340 days a year over at that dome stadium. This is Chicago. And I like the idea of you saying there are other teams, you know, not playing in their city, but I just think Chicago is a very, very different and unique sports mecca, so to speak. And I think the landscape right there on the lakefront makes it appealing for the fans, but also for the national audience that tune in as well.
He is the godfather of the Sports Cubicle. He is a Chicago sports media legend. He is Jerry Riles.